pain and misery. You always wanting something, something for nothing. That's what you do.
Pokerface.com. Pokerface.com is their website from Pokerface. They're awake. They're alert. They understand what's going on. They're one of the few rock groups that do. Most of them have no clue. Most of them have been drugged down for years. Dumbed down for longer than that. When I go back to the State of the Union address, talking about, what did he say? Bush praised Congress for working with him to cut taxes and crack down on corporate criminals. Corporate criminals. Well, here's a perfect example of a corporate criminal dated January 28, 2005 from the business section of the Oklahoman. Oil giant agrees to clean air deal. ConocoPhillips to pay millions. ConocoPhillips will install $525 million in pollution controls at 9 refineries and pay a $4.5 million fine to settle a federal lawsuit alleging Clean Air Act violations, the Bush administration announced Thursday. There's your perfect example of corporate criminal as far as Bill Clinton, or Bill Clinton, George Bush, it doesn't matter. Bill Clinton will be the next Secretary General of the United Nations. Get used to it. Unless enough people wake up to make a difference and stop it. The settlement requires ConocoPhillips, the nation's third biggest oil company, to reduce yearly emissions of nitrogen oxide by more than 10,000 tons and sulfur dioxide by more than 37,100 tons. Both can cause serious respiratory ailments and worsen cases of childhood asthma. I don't know whether you can attribute that to what's going on with the children and asthma and worsen cases of childhood asthma. I just don't think so. And respiratory ailments, because we don't know what's going on with the aerial spraying that's been going on for 10 years. Spraying that's been going on that leaves not a condensation trail, but a trail of debris that comes down and gets blown into towns. We've all seen them. So you can't get to the bottom of chronic problems because of corporate, quote-unquote, greed. Because you don't know what's being sprayed on us. There's people that have alleged what's being sprayed on us. The website AmericanExpose.com in the weather modification section has some links dealing with that. I don't cover it because I document where I go and what I do. What's going on today is something called Agenda 21 under full operation and implementation. Nobody knows it. Nobody pays attention. That's why it's your responsibility to listen, to get active, and to spread the word about it. Encourage people to realize what's being done to them and at them. Otherwise, what good are we? Otherwise, I've not done my job. And what did Title 50, Chapter 23, Subchapter 4, Section 841 say? The Congress finds and declares that the Communist Party of the United States, that's the Communist Party USA, although purportedly a political party, is in fact an instrumentality of a conspiracy to overthrow the government of the United States. I'm going to conclude where I left off, and I hope we get some Melody Cedarstrom commercials at the break, because it just doesn't seem like this is being operated like a network's supposed to be operated, listeners. That's why the new one's going to be started. Sorry to be this way. If we don't get the word out, if we don't increase our listenership with informers, nobody's going to listen. because people are tuning into channels that inform. And stations that inform. So this finding and declaration of fact, where I left off, the peril inherent in its operation, that's the Communist Party USA, arises not from its numbers, but from its failure to acknowledge any limitation as to the nature of its activities and its dedication to the proposition that the present constitutional government of the United States ultimately must be brought to ruin by any available means, including resort to force and violence. Holding that doctrine, its role as the agency of a hostile foreign power renders its existence a clear, present, and continuing danger to the security of the United States. It is the means whereby individuals are seduced into the service of the world communist movement, trained to do its bidding, and directed and controlled in the conspiratorial performance of their revolutionary services. Therefore, the Communist Party should be outlawed. Well, gee. Title 50, Chapter 23, Subchapter Roman Numeral 4, Section 841. Title 50 of the U.S. Code, listeners. Once again, look it up for yourself. See if it's still there. Title 50, Chapter 23, Subchapter Roman Numeral 4, Section 841. Findings and Declarations of Fact. The Congress finds and declares that the Communist Party of the United States, although purportedly a political party, is in fact an instrumentality of a conspiracy to overthrow the government of the United States. Oh my. Why wouldn't George Walker Bush talk about that in his State of the Union address? Because of the infiltration process of communitarianism in America today and the Third Way in Congress and the Senate. So, once again, Bush wants to crack down on corporate criminals. A corporate criminal is ConocoPhillips, who will have to pay more than $4.5 million in fine to settle a federal lawsuit alleging Clean Air Act violations. Where does the Clean Air Act come from? The UN system, Agenda 21, the Kyoto Protocol. It goes on to state here in the Oklahoman, dated January 28, 2005, in the business section. The refineries covered in the agreement among the company, the Justice Department, the Environmental Protection Agency, and five states represent 10% of the nation's refining capacity. What's that going to do to our refining capacity for our own oil, fossil fuels, or whatever they want to call it? It's going to bring the price up of gasoline. Gasoline's going to rise. Now, they talk about the internal combustion engine being so bad. Well, yes and no. If you maintain and take care of an internal combustion engine, the only way they are bad is if you don't maintain and change the oil on a regular basis. Today you can run the oil 6,000 miles and you won't have any problems, but you got to change it. I always did it every 2,000 miles. And I'm looking forward to tearing down my engine out of my truck to see how well taken care of it was. The point being that the propaganda in place about the internal combustion engine, there are other alternatives to the internal combustion engine, but the oil control, the oil manipulative efforts to keep that in place. How do we stop that? Standard Oil, Rockefeller controlled. What is Sony? Sony from Japan. Alluded by some to be Standard Oil of New York. Sony, Standard Oil of New York. Sony, Standard Oil of New York. Chase Manhattan Bank, Standard Oil. One of the Federal Reserve banking families. Owned by Rockefeller. But it's also been purported that Rothschilds out of London and Berlin, it became Berlin after the Second World War, owns 52% of the Federal Reserve System. Are they all Jews? I don't know how to document that, and I don't know how anybody could. And I don't see any purpose in doing that, because when you blame the Jews, you blame 99% of the Jews that are out there that are innocent, that have no clue about what a Jewish conspiracy is. And I love controversy, and I'll take anyone down on this anytime they want to talk about the blaming process of what's going on today. The human race is under attack in every country. The human race in every country is being maneuvered by a UN system of government control. It's been going on since 1944 on the Bretton Woods Agreement and the creation of the International Monetary Fund, which you have to join to become a member of the United Nations. Agenda 21 coming from the United Nations is being implemented in America today. You look at the State Department website, Sustainable Development Partnerships. You see how that is going on. You see that the Environmental Protection Agency is part and whole of this whole system of implementing Agenda 21. The Fish and Wildlife Service is under the Fish and Wildlife Service is under the EPA. And I'm trying to find something here, because this is a good time to bring that up. Here we go. From the Environmental Protection Agency, from the website Sustainable Development Partnerships. I might have covered this last night, but it's worth hearing again, because President Bush baffled you with BS on a State of the Union address tonight. But when you check the websites of these government agencies, you understand what's really going on when Bush said what he said. They say, thinking sustainability at the EPA, sustainability has become an increasingly important issue that has drawn the attention of two United Nations conferences, as well as many science and engineering societies, cities and towns, businesses, etc. For EPA, environmental sustainability has emerged in various forms over the past decade, and including a request for proposals that has resulted in several research grants, a policy guidance document, notices in the Federal Register, and a sustainability theme in two issues of the EPA Journal, the agency's former magazine. The idea of a combined sustainable environment and a sustainable economy has ebbed and flowed over the years, both internationally and at EPA. Derry Allen, counselor at the Office of Policy, Economics, and Innovation, articulates the view of many in the agency when he says, quote, "We are thinking sustainability in a variety of ways, but on an ad hoc basis, not systematically," end quote. "I agree," quote unquote, say Dana Bauer, a research scientist at EPA's National Center for Environmental Research, the NCER. Quote, "Our present sustainability efforts are largely spotty and ad hoc, but the very essence of the idea is to initiate a systems approach that is starting to happen in some places within the agency," end quote. She added that, quote, thinking strategically about long-term environmental protection is a challenging shift in focus for a regulatory agency caught up in controlling today's environmental problems," end quote. And that's according to Janet Marsh, one of EPA's longtime specialists on sustainability in Region 5. Region 5. What is Region 5? I don't have that here. Do I? No, I don't. Okay. We've been regionalized for years. Regionalism had to happen before Agenda 21 happened. Regionalism is the United Nations. Region 5 comes from the United Nations system. Quote, "We have a lot of pieces happening in the national program offices, particularly in the innovation side. The dots are out there to be connected for an agency-wide vision," end quote. Sustainability is an, quote-unquote, umbrella concept that creates some special challenges. A widely used definition of sustainable development was adopted in 1987 by the Brundtland Report from the World Commission on Environment and Development. The report characterized sustainable development as, quote, development that meets the needs of the present without compromising the ability of future generations to meet their own needs, end quote. Sustainable thinking is now manifested in a variety of fairly new intellectual approaches, including industrial ecology, and I just covered some of that just now, urban ecology, sustainable business, and international sustainable development. Now, think of all the past generations and what kind of pollution did they create on this generation? Anything of a significance? Industrialization and progress and comfort in the UN's eyes is not good for mankind. They want this country and the rest of the world back to pre-Columbus times. They want to turn the world into a private park. They want to, according to the Georgia Guidestones, reduce the population to 500 million. Living with the lions and the elephants and the mountain lions and the cougars and the wolves. The wolves. Speaking of that, from the Billings Gazette, dated July 23rd of last year. The federal government says Wyoming does not have the legal right to sue over wolf management in the state. In documents filed Wednesday in U.S. District Court, the U.S. Department of the Interior also claims that the court does not have jurisdiction over the issue and that Wyoming failed to exhaust administrative remedies before filing suit over wolves. The documents responded to a lawsuit Wyoming filed in April after the U.S. Fish and Wildlife rejected the state's wolf management plan. The agency is requiring Montana, Idaho, and Wyoming to submit plans it deems acceptable before removing wolves from endangered species protection. What have they done? They've rewilded and reintroduced wolves in special portions of the country, including Wyoming, Idaho, and Montana. Wyoming's classification of wolves as predators outside the National Parks and Wilderness Areas of Northwest Wyoming, A, and to be shot with little oversight, contribution to the rejection. I'm not sure where that took us. Rewilding America is what's going on. Invasive species are what are being eliminated, and yet most people don't have a clue. And President Bush tonight talked about implementation of Agenda 21. He talked about cracking down on corporate criminals. Well, ConocoPhillips evidently is a corporate criminal. And they'll have to install $525 million worth of pollution controls at 9 refineries and pay a $4.5 million fine to settle a federal lawsuit alleging Clean Air Act violations announced by the Bush administration. As far as the Fish and Wildlife is concerned, on January 18th of this year, 2005, Fish and Wildlife Service seeks proposals for funding through the Private Stewardship Grants Program. The Fish and Wildlife Service announced today it is seeking proposals for private land conservation funding through its Private Stewardship Grants Program. About $6.5 million is available fiscal year 2005 through this grant program to support on-the-ground conservation efforts on private land. As envisioned by President Bush, this program provides federal grants on a competitive basis to individuals and groups engaged in voluntary conservation efforts on private lands that benefit imperiled species, including federally listed endangered or threatened species, as well as proposed candidate and other at-risk species. Landowners and their partners, may submit proposals directly to the service for funding to support these efforts. In other words, a public-private partnership. Right straight out of the UN system. In August 2004, the service awarded 97 grants totaling more than $7 million to individuals and groups to undertake conservation projects for endangered, threatened, and or at-risk species on private lands in 39 states. The following are examples of how these grants support private conservation efforts and foster the development of voluntary partnerships. A diverse partnership of organizations in Maryland, Pennsylvania, and New York received a grant of $55,522 to support local efforts to recover, enhance, and restore bog turtle habitat on private lands. Woody and invasive plants have taken over much of the habitat needed for turtle conservation. Private lands habitat enhancement in Colorado and South Dakota, $114,675, will restore short grass prairie rangelands to benefit grassland and riparian species at risk, principally declining grassland birds. Once again, endangered species, mankind is blamed, but we don't know what's happening with the environmental or the aerosol operations, put it that way. We don't know what is being sprayed in the atmosphere that has been going on for 10 years. It appears to be a military operation. I don't know how else it could be done if it wasn't a military operation sanctioned by the military, allowed by the FAA, and their mum about the aerial spraying that's been going on for over 10 years. I don't believe there was any aerial spraying ever done before 1992, however. I don't think there was ever a barcode on any product ever purchased before 1992. 1992, the Rio Earth Summit, the Biodiversity Assessment, and Agenda 21 working hand in hand to turn this country and the rest of the world back to pre-Columbus Day. And that's the bottom line. Back to this, dated January 18, 2005. Fish and Wildlife Service seeks proposals for funding through the Private Stewardship Grants Program. Tim in Texas talked about the Houston toad, as some farmer was so proud that he had a new species on his property. And what did the Fish and Wildlife Service do? They came in and built a big fence around his pond to protect the Houston toad. You want that to happen to your property someday? Over some species that has been found on your property? Do you want your meters to be monitored? Your water meters, which is going on in Missouri, as Sam and Trish chronicled with their excellent presentation Monday night, which puts us all to shame because listeners, and I do appreciate them, broadcasting this broadcast under these technical quagmires here. They're blind people. Sam and Trish are blind. They do more than most people that can see. They put those that can see to shame with their ability to wake up their new community where they've moved to. About the metering of the wells, which is a UN operation. Because we can't have free water. Because water is the scarcity of the future, according to the UN system. And guess what? Weather modification is a reality. It could be made to drought. It could be made not to rain. So what did we have in California for 10 years? A drought. And what just happened in California? Torrential rains and mudslides causing financial disasters to many people. The mess is in place. The situation is obvious. And the Fish and Wildlife Service are playing right along. The mess is absolutely in our face. So once again, in August 2004, the service awarded 97 grants totaling more than $7 million to individuals and groups to undertake conservation projects for endangered, threatened, and other at-risk species on private lands in 39 states. I hate to elaborate on this too much longer because we have other directions to take, but they talk about in here, the following are examples of how these grants support private conservation efforts and foster the development of voluntary partnerships. And they say here, several private landowners adjacent to the Rock River in southwest Minnesota will use their $30,000 to work together to restore Topeka Shiner habitat by protecting and maintaining the riverbank. That's protecting and maintaining the riverbank off-channel areas and adjacent upland fields to reduce erosion and sedimentation into the river and off-channel habitats that are important to this fish. There's more. The Fish and Wildlife Service and the, the Fish and Wildlife Service is the principal federal agency responsible for conserving, protecting, and enhancing fish, wildlife, and plants and their habitats for the continuing benefit of the American people. The service manages the 95-million-acre National Wildlife Refuge System, which encompasses 545 national wildlife refuges, thousands of small wetlands and other special management areas. It also operates 69 national fish hatcheries, 64 fishery resources offices, 81 ecological services field stations. I don't think that's bad. I just think private people can do that too, which I know private people have done those things to earn a living for themselves. Fish hatcheries. We don't need the government to do this. The agency also enforces federal wildlife laws, administers the Endangered Species Act, manages migratory bird populations, restores nationally significant fisheries, conserves and restores wildlife habitats such as wetlands, and helps foreign and Native American tribal governments with their conservation efforts. It also oversees the Federal Assistance Program, which distributes hundreds of millions of dollars in excise taxes on fishing and hunting equipment to state fish and wildlife agencies. That's to get everybody on board and on the same page. And here we see Partners for Fish and Wildlife Program, fiscal year 2005, notice of availability of federal assistance. In fiscal year 2004, the Partners for Fish and Wildlife Program, with a budget of $33.6 million, established partnership with over 1,900 landowners to restore fish and wildlife habitats. How can that be a bad thing in today's thought pattern? Federal command and control structure over private land is well underway. Fish and Wildlife Service just proved it to us.
The opinions expressed are those of the hosts and guests, and not necessarily those of the First Amendment Radio Network or its affiliated radio stations.
You are listening to the Worldwide First Amendment Radio Network. We do not have freedom of speech because the Constitution gives it to us. The constitutional amendment was written to keep the government from taking our freedom away. The Creator gave us our rights, but He also gives us the capacity to do evil or usurp the rights of others. Our individual rights end where the rights of another begin. No one has the right to do evil because evil can never be right. Those who would seek to limit your right to speak or hear the truth are the same who seek to subjugate, control, and enslave you. Freedom is not free. Support the Worldwide First Amendment Radio Network by going to firstamendmentradio.com on the Internet and following the instructions there to support us. Thank you for listening.
Record budget deficits, bankruptcies galore, and the U.S. dollar is at an all-time low. With today's gloomy economic outlook, safe investments are often hard to find. For over a decade, Melody Cedarstrom at Discount Gold and Silver Trading Company has been helping people secure their future by investing in the precious metals. Melody has the honesty, integrity, and experience that is often lacking in the precious metals business. Let her put it to work for you. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188.
If you can hear my voice, you are listening to the Worldwide First Amendment Radio Network. If you would like to continue hearing these programs, there are several ways that you can help. One, you can make a donation or subscribe to your favorite program by going to firstamendmentradio.com on the Internet and follow the instructions there. Two, you can sponsor your favorite program with your business advertising dollars or spend your dollars with those businesses that advertise on your favorite programs. Three, simply call in on live programs and tell them that you are listening on firstamendmentradio.com. Now anyone can do that one. You can find the call-in numbers on our schedule pages at firstamendmentradio.com. And finally, you can call 559-733-5002 and leave your name and address, and we will send you a support pack. Thank you for listening.
I'm back, and I'm mad again. You know, Darren goes to this great effort to make two commercials supporting Melody Cedarstrom Discount Gold and Silver Trading. I've been on for an hour and a half in that one Melody Cedarstrom commercial, and I don't know why she should even send any more money in to this network. Let's just fold it up and start the new one right away. This is not being operated like a network should be. And I apologize to you out there listening. This is ridiculous. How is this going to be successful if you don't get sponsors on and support them properly? She has received no response from any listeners from this network. So let's make some commercials and spread the word. But he doesn't even do that when we make the commercials for him. And yet the vital information that I give is paramount to the situation we're in today. Something like the country-led initiative in support of the United Nations Forum on Forests regarding a future international arrangement on forests going on, or having gone on, from the 25th to the 28th of January 2005 in Guadalajara, Mexico. I covered it last night. It's from the UNOPS. Yeah, you know, the UNOPS. You know who they are, the UNOPS, right? You know who the UNOPS is, don't you? You know what the UCLG is, don't you? You know what the IISD is, don't you? You don't? The UNOPS is the United Nations Office for Project Services. The IISD is the International Institute for Sustainable Development. The UCLG is the United Cities and Local Governments, all part of Agenda 21 and Sustainable Development. People, and how many talk shows out there do you listen to that ever talk about this? This is why the support for this network, or this is why the support for this broadcast is finally on the rise to an extent. And I do dearly appreciate it. To allow me to form a new network where I'll be producing it. I'll have the say-so who comes on and who informs. So, over 200 experts representing governments, intergovernmental and non-governmental organizations gathered in Zapopan, Guadalajara, Mexico, to participate in a country-led initiative, a CLI, in support of the United Nations Forum on Forests, UNFF, on the future of the International Arrangement on Forests, the IAF, from 25 to 28 January 2005. The purpose of the CLA was twofold: to elaborate the critical elements that countries would like to see included in a future IAF, and to provide an informal contribution that will help provide a basis for the decision concerning the future of the IAF that will be taken at UNFF-5, 5 years under implementation. During the meeting, participants considered five specific aspects of a future IAF: International Arrangement on Forests, objectives and functions, modalities, options for financing, identification of the international and domestic roles, and contributions of the potential components of the IAF, and the challenge ahead. In the end, the participants, all of whom were speaking in their personal capacities, produced a final report that would be submitted to the United Nations. The final report is not a consensus report, but simply captures the broad range of personal opinions that were expressed during the four-day meeting. How many of you knew, did President Bush talk about the country-led initiative in support of the United Nations Forum on Forests regarding a future international arrangement on forests out of Guadalajara, Mexico? Did he talk about the implementation of Agenda 21, as the State Department did on October 20th, 2003? Implementation of Agenda 21 and the outcomes of the World Summit on Sustainable Development, right from the State Department, the U.S. Department of State. And they say, once again, as I opened up the broadcast, the World Summit on Sustainable Development, the WSSD, the international community called on the UN Commission on Sustainable Development, the CSD, to reshape itself by placing more emphasis on actions that enable implementation at all levels. Implementation of Agenda 21 at all levels starting October 20th, 2003. A little over a year ago. President Bush talk about Agenda 21 to anyone? Naturally he didn't. Naturally he doesn't. The American people don't like the UN system. The American people don't accept the UN system. The people of the world don't like the UN system. The publicity to the people of the world about the UN system doesn't happen either to them. And people of every country are innocent, just like you and myself. People of every country just want to live in peace and prosperity. And in this country, the pursuit of happiness is actually the pursuit of property. Because property ownership brings pride to individuals. The United Nations system wants to take pride away from individuals. The United Nations system is worldwide communism consolidated into New York City. So back to the Bella Via community that Darren found. The sustainable community of the future. Bella Via is the brainchild of Frank Oakes. This is available on the Agenda 21 section of AmericanExpose.com. America spelled with a K on purpose. Frank Oakes is a third-generation farmer turned skilled organic grower and a group of similarly minded colleagues. This is good. This is fine. But it doesn't have to be implemented under the UN system. Composting we were all doing years ago. Composting is good. But under the UN system and Agenda 21, they're going to cram it down our throats. A lot of their ideas are good. The whole point is that we will lose our ability to travel. We will lose our ability to live the life we live now. We will lose our ability to eat meat. We will be vegetarians, whether we like it or not. That's why the mad cow situation has been proposed and put forth. So Bella Via is the prototype for a totally new type of international community. I'm sorry, totally new type of intentional community, one that embodies the principles of sustainability, green building materials and techniques, environmentally friendly products, certified organic farming, and sustainable agriculture practices, renewable energy sources, social consensus, holistic health and wellness of body, mind, spirit, and planet. In other words, Mother Gaia. God is not to be injected into a sustainable community. Your belief in God has to be transformed into the belief in Gaia. A little review from last night as we closed out the broadcast. Under the title Automobile Policy, the plans call for no machines with fossil fuel burning engines being allowed on the property, including cars, lawnmowers, etc. And we're talking about motorcycles. We're talking about your Harley Davidson. We're talking about ATVs. We're talking about four-wheel off-road vehicles. We're talking about ski-doos. We're talking about boats. We're talking about anything that has a motor on it will be eliminated. And this is the model, Bella Villa, or Bella Via. All cars will be parked around the periphery of the property in covered parking garages that surround nearly the entire track. Solar-powered golf carts will transport those who are unable to walk or bike to their homes. There will be sufficient parking spaces to allow individuals to park in close proximity of their homes. The need to own one or more automobiles at Bella Via will be greatly reduced. A fleet of community-owned and therefore very affordable rental cars will be maintained for those who would need a car occasionally. One of the greatest attractions of the village will be the self-sufficiency aspect and also the low cost of maintaining one's lifestyle. By eliminating the need for one or more cars, and all the subsequent costs, such as maintenance, insurance, etc., a resident's financial burden is reduced. The village is small enough and built in such a way, with pathways, that everyone could easily cycle, walk, or use their solar-powered golf carts to move about the community. There will also be a community bus service within the village, transporting residents to important places in Naples, the beaches and golf cart and golf, etc., on a regular basis. Buses will be powered using biodiesel fuel produced at Bella Via using the grease and fats from the restaurants operating on the grounds and from soy grown on the farm. This is very much an environmentally friendly alternative as compared to regular fuels. How can you disagree with that? It's a good idea. But the continued move to totalitarianly control everything we do is well documented and chronicled in Agenda 21. And this is a sustainable community that we're talking about here, Bella Via. I'm going to skip the homes because I covered that last night. But I'll cover electricity and water. After extensive research, it is believed that the solar equipment required for the homes will remain in good operating condition for approximately a 40-year period. Most power needed within the community will be created by solar means along with some solar wind hybrids. But what happens if it's dark for 2 weeks at a time and it doesn't blow? What are you going to do? You won't have any power. What is solar? Solar is power generated by solar panels from the sun, charging batteries, toxic batteries, They never talk about that in this Agenda 21 direction of sustainable communities. Batteries. Toxic batteries. There's more toxic in a battery than there is in an engine emitting whatever it emits in the exhaust. It's a joke. With all of the major buildings and the parking lots, with all of the major buildings and the parking sheds surrounding the property measuring 12 feet deep on all sides, enormous amounts of rainwater can be collected for use throughout the community. Well, what if it's not allowed to rain? What if there's a drought? What about the creation of a drought and weather modification? In addition to the individual cisterns for individual homeowners, sufficient well water will always be available as a backup. But the meters will be monitored, listeners, and you're going to have to pay for the water from the well. Solar-powered pumps along with gravity direct and rainwater into nearby storage tanks. Rainwater is living water. That's what they say. Rainwater is quote-unquote living water, and as such becomes the closest alternative to natural spring water. I'll drink to that. One of the best benefits of moving out here to where I am in Oklahoma is the man that built the house and the property, built it for himself and his family, never intending to leave, built it with his bare hands, did a tremendous job. On this property are two wells, one feeding a pond, a fabulous pond with catfish, bass, turtles, snakes. Yeah, there's snakes here. But there's two wells, one feeding the pond, one feeding the house. The water is tremendous here. The water is delicious. And yet, in Missouri, they're trying to meter the wells in Missouri. And that's created an uproar that Sam and Trish have chronicled on their website, The Information Corner, which is one of our partner websites. They're blind, but they know more and see more than most that can. The point is that eventually they're going to want to come and meter every well in every country on the earth under Agenda 21 to suck out profits from individuals, to further depreciate individuals' income and ability to survive. That's why jobs have disappeared. And according to the Economic Policy Institute that I covered earlier tonight, on purpose, they say U.S. exports increased from $5.8 billion in 1989 to $26.1 billion in 2003, a fourfold increase. Imports rose from $11.9 billion to $151.7 billion in the same period, a 12-fold increase on top of a base that was already twice as large as exports. As a result, the U.S.-China trade deficit increased $119.5 billion, or nearly 2,000%. This is all by design. It's all part of the WTO and the UN system. This country is to lose its status as a superpower. They call it a superpower. What is a superpower? A country that has a military-industrial complex with black budgets that produced flying saucers that will bring E.T. to the White House lawn, and E.T. may not be very friendly. But they have a multi-million dollar project in place, according to Popular Mechanics, which is on the website, AmericanExpose.com. It's there. The Iron Mountain Report dissertation by Sid Tolbert, a listener from Florida to this broadcast back in 1996, I believe, early 97 at the latest, the report from Iron Mountain. He did it. A tremendous job of the Iron Mountain Report by Sid Tolbert. It's on the website, AmericanExpose.com. Sam and Trish's information about their well metering meeting on Monday night is there. It should be played Friday night during this airtime space on this network. My sponsor doesn't want to pay anymore because she's not getting any response, and they don't even play her commercial. Melody Cedarstrom at Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 800-375-4188. 800-375-4188. There are gold and silver people coming up out of everywhere. The other network is a gold and silver company. The other network, the new one, has a gold and silver company now with other people that Melody knows. Melody has had experience with someone over there at the other new network. Melody has the experience of giving you the right price in your portfolio to back up your Federal Reserve debt note dollar direction. 800-375-4188 is the number, 800-375-4188. I'll be on tomorrow night at 3 p.m. Central Time on WBCQ. This broadcast should be aired on this network as well at the same time, because the information I give is vital. The information everybody else gives is inconsequential to the vital information that I give. And I'm not tooting my horn. I'm stating documented fact. And you, as well as I know, what I'm doing is much more important than what everybody else is doing. Except Darren Winks, Sam and Trish, Derry Brownfield, and a few others. The bottom line is, Agenda 21 is under full implementation and most people have never even heard it. Regarding the Bella Via Finance and Workforce, it is preferred that the Bella Via parent organization self-fund the building of those homes itself, creating its own construction company, so that quality and proper building methods can be controlled. What happens when everything's built? What happens to the building company then? It dissolves. Community areas. The center of the village will contain the community center, including various size meeting rooms, a non-denominational church and chapel, United Religions in there, buddy, a large nature area park, a library, what's going to be in the library but propaganda people, playgrounds, tennis courts, a baseball diamond, two or more swimming pools using ozonated water. Well, that's good. Which will be the water supply for the entire system. An outdoor stadium for concerts, a civic center, and the clubhouse for the golf course. Oh, yes, they're going to have a golf course there, too. A school, including facilities for homeschooled children, will also be available. They have to make it desirable, people, for those not choosing public or private education. Once again, a school, including facilities for homeschooled children, will also be available. Interesting. Homeschooling is most important today because they're being dumbed down in the public sector. It's the UN system. It's UNESCO in the schools. The community center will host frequent lectures, seminars, exhibits, and concerts. Overall, the intention is to create a completely self-sustaining community so that the need for residents to venture outside is minimized as much as possible. They don't want you to travel. They don't want you traveling all over the country because your fossil fuels are destroying the environment. Baloney. Ridiculous. And until we get to the bottom of the military aerial spraying, the aerosol operations in the skies, we can't get to the bottom of anything that they're telling us. You can't blame the car when they take aircraft in the sky and shoot out junk and guck and let it fall to the ground and spray into the cities. I saw it in California. I see it in Oklahoma. The Bella Via Mall, a retail and professional service complex, is planned to include a 160,000-square-foot mall. Oh, malls have sure taken a lot of businesses and cut them to pieces, hasn't it? If you're not in the mall, you don't have a business, do you? That's the way it's been. A lot of businesses have gone out of business because of the mall, which will offer every type of shop residents will need, all with a holistic, natural orientation. The beauty shops, spa, and barber shops will utilize only earth-friendly products. In other words, no electric clippers. An appliance store will carry only sustainable equipment, from power-efficient appliances to the modules that collect the solar energy. A movie theater is also included within the complex, and an organic winery is also planned on the property. Well, there's nothing wrong with these things. There's nothing wrong with it. It's just the bottom line is that's the only way it's going to be, being directed from the UN system under the guise of Agenda 21. A first-class food store will offer produce grown on-site as well as other organic groceries such as meats, dairy products, and anything else found in a traditional supermarket. The only difference is that only earth-friendly organic products are allowed. Nothing wrong with that. Kitchens within the store area will produce an array of products utilizing produce grown on-site, such as salsa, tomatoes, sauce, ketchup, cereals, breads, etc. These can also be sold outside the community as a source of revenue. Nothing wrong with that. The only trouble is it's only going to be one way someday, and they're rewilding America, and we'll only have sustainable communities in the future. That is the bottom line, listeners. Well, until tomorrow night, let's hope they replay in this time slot on Friday, Sam and Trisha's presentation, listeners. Ah, good night. God bless you all.
I'm hanging by the thread, but it feels like a noose.